When Barack Obama spoke in a black church last Father's Day, he said too many fathers are missing from too many homes. The Reverend Jesse Jackson then accused Obama of talking down to black people. It was a moment that echoed a debate surrounding Bill Cosby. Cosby played the perfect father on TV in the 80s, and in more recent years he spoke out against irresponsible fathers and teen pregnancy and high dropout rates in school. Bill Cosby wrote a book, now in paperback, with Harvard professor Alvin Poussant. It's called Come On, People, On the Path from Victims to Victors. They spoke about it with Renee Montaigne.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think both of you speak from experience. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but Alvin Poussant, I think you had a family where right in your bedroom as in growing up, you had a brother who had a problem with drugs. Wouldn't have been a great role model for a younger brother. And Bill Cosby, am I correct? I think your father left the house early.
Many times. My father actually said that he was not a man for responsibility. He just did not want that. He was not... just let me put it to you this way. When we reached a certain age, my brothers and I, he was told that he had to leave on one of his many visits to sleep, to not share in anything, and then cause trouble and argue with Mom. And so we said so many words to him, and he left. He used the United States Navy as a way of having a place to sleep and get a check because he was made to. So that's who he was.
The book really does emphasize over and over again the need for a responsible fatherhood as a key to raising successful children. I'm curious what you make of the fact as we're on the verge of inaugurating a president whose father was not there, who he dreamed of, rather famously now. For that matter, a former president, Bill Clinton, who had a very difficult stepfather, his own biological father gone. These are people who became successes despite this lack of a nurturing father. What do they do that, if anything, they can also pass on to people? Dr. Poussant?
Well, I think that we have so many thousands and thousands of examples of young people and children who came successful who were raised by single mothers and sometimes by single fathers. But it's also known that it makes it much easier if you have two parents that you stand a better chance of success overall if you look at it statistically. I don't know about Bill Clinton, but Barack Obama, clearly, I mean, he wrote a book about it, felt very abandoned by his father, and it was very painful for him, and he had to learn to live with that. And he's gone on record on Father's Day, I think last year, talking about the need for fathers to be involved in the lives of their children. So we push that because we also feel in the black community there's such an absence of fathers, with 70% of families being like single parent headed by women. This is also produces a sense of abandonment. They don't feel the same sense of worth and that they can be successful, and then begin to act that out in destructive kinds of ways.
I'm wondering, you know, when this book came out, and this is to both of you, a number of black intellectuals responded with a criticism that you were painting a picture of blacks, and I'll quote one in particular, Earl O'Faria Hutchinson, crime-prone, educational losers, teen baby-making machines. They're charging with a certain amount of disdain for blacks, especially blacks who are struggling.
The point is, there's something wrong. We highlight that. Things that are not being, what I feel, addressed enough by the people in the home, in the neighborhood, and he's talking about worrying about what it looks like. And by the way, when I ride, walk through the neighborhoods, talk to the people, perhaps the people who disagree with me just don't say anything. But the people who come up to me and shake my hand and say to me, Mr. Cosby, please keep saying it.
That controversy, which has followed you to some extent over these last few years, I'm wondering if that is going to play differently now that we have Barack Obama in the White House.
Yeah, I think it will play very differently because of Barack Obama and a number of other people, including Colin Powell and so many others, the elected officials, the mayors. And I think we have to build on that inspiration and on that new spirit, the idea of personal responsibility and what I can do for myself and also what we can do for each other within the community will play much, much stronger and make a big difference. Unfortunately, the economic situation and downturn is going to produce in the short term a lot of strain and stress in the black community and more unemployment, which will contribute to problems. But I think over the long term, the new spirit may serve us very well.
For me, this election was about show me what you have and what you're going to do. Even people who don't like black people voted for Obama. They voted because, hey man, I'm out of work. My factory was shut down. Hey man, my bank was shut down. They see Barack Obama and they hear him change. They hear a man saying, I need you. And that empowers people.
Bill Cosby and Alvin Poussin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any music to follow this?
What would you like to hear? I think we can use that. Thank you very much. Bill Cosby and Alvin Poussin co-authored and co-created with the help of scores of participants around the country the book Come On, People, on the path from victims to victors.